I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Good morning. Following this past weekend's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, Democratic Congressman Peter Welch is calling on House Republican leaders to hold hearings to consider a number of gun control proposals. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Vermont gun rights leaders don't see gun control legislation as a solution. They claim it would have little or no impact on the ability for criminals or terrorists to obtain firearms.
Welch says he's frustrated that Congress over the past decade has not responded to several mass shootings in this country. He's hoping the most recent tragedy in Orlando, Florida, will serve as the catalyst for congressional action. Welch supports a ban on assault weapons, but says he recognizes that there are legitimate Second Amendment issues to consider when new gun restrictions are being reviewed.
And we've got to begin a discussion, and if we don't even have hearings, try to find some common ground to take some common sense steps, then frankly, I see that as Congress failing to have the courage of doing the basics of its job.
Welch says the plan that enjoys the most political support at this time is to ban people who've been placed on the suspected terrorist no-fly list from purchasing a gun. But he says the future of this proposal is very uncertain.
The fact that we can't even get that bill to a hearing in a committee, let alone for a vote on the floor, is an indication of how there's an unwillingness on the part of the majority to have even a discussion about what are some common sense steps we could take.
Evan Hughes is the vice president of the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen Clubs. He doesn't believe that imposing new restrictions will have an impact on gun violence.
There's nothing that politicians can do that's going to stop determined criminals and terrorists from getting access to what they need to commit their attacks.
Hughes says a number of politicians are making a mistake by comparing automatic assault weapons to semi-automatic rifles, rifles that Hughes says are used by many hunters in Vermont.
It's perfectly acceptable to use an AR-type weapon for hunting. It's perfectly legal because all the hunter has to do is use a 5-round magazine. So a person buys one rifle and they can use it for multiple purposes: target practice, competition, and hunting.
Hughes says any congressional review needs to focus on why individuals are committing acts of mass violence instead of singling out the weapons they use to commit these horrific crimes. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.